Om Shanti. Today's topic is very lovely, very beautiful, and very useful. What is the topic? 5 forms to take to the stage of being Bap Saman. Because ultimately our aim is to be like Father, to be Bap Saman. So, in being Bap Saman, what methods helps? So one of that is exercising 5 forms. So what are those 5 forms? Because the last meeting, Avyakt Bap Dada's meeting that we had through video, in that too Baba mentioned about the 5 forms. And really, if you go into this depth of these 5 forms, you will find the whole knowledge is included in these 5 forms. If you go through the 5 forms, you will find that you have taken the tour of the whole cycle. So 5 forms is nothing but spinning the discuss of self-realization in this journey of the cycle. So who is going to tell about the 5 forms one by one? What are those 5 forms? Because in the last Avyakt meeting, Baba has mentioned it. And Baba has also said that why there is the memorial of 5-faced Brahma, it is because of the 5 forms. So who is going to tell me? Yes. First one, incorporeal. Second one, deity form. Third one, worship worthy form. Fourth form, Brahmin form. And fifth one, angelic form. So now we will go one by one into the depth of each form. So first form is incorporeal form, and how does it look like? It is point of light. When I am in the supreme abode, at the end of the cycle and before coming to the golden age, I am there in the form of point of light. But I am not aware about it. I am very close to Baba there, but I am not aware of it. I am like a flawless diamond, complete pure diamond, but I am not aware of it. Because being in the supreme abode is like being in the rest stage. And when we rest, we don't know anything. Even I am resting that I also don't know. We are completely lost in that rest. We will not say the sleep actually, we will say rest. Even in the Laukik world on the path of devotion, for the great souls, the saintly people, if they are sleeping, and if I have to tell somebody that he is sleeping, I will not use the word sleep. People don't use the word sleep. They say they are resting. So they are completely lost in forgetfulness. So this is the conscious age where really I can enjoy and experience that point of light form. So when I say that in my supreme abode, with my Supreme Father, when I was resting, I was like a point of light which was completely sparkling and radiant. So now what I have to do? I have to bring this thinking in my journey, in my thinking. And not only in thinking and churning, but I have to visualize it. And not only I have to visualize it, what third step is? See, soul has got three faculties. Feel it, yes. And to feel it means what? Yes, means using your third faculty, sanskar. Because what is sanskar? It is a print or the impression on the soul. And that is the recording. So anytime if you have something recorded in your mobile or CD or whatever you have, any device, so if something is recorded, it means I can play it at my time and experience that. So there are three faculties: mind, intellect and sanskar. So I have to utilize all these three faculties. Use mind to think about it. Use your intellect to visualize it. And use your previous recording sanskar, means play your sanskar, and then you will feel it. You will feel it. Once the song is played, then only I feel, na? It is not that it is recorded in the CD and I start feeling. No, once it gets played, then I start experiencing, I start feeling. So similarly, everything has recorded in the soul. Baba says, you need to think of the soul and wonder, oh, what a tiny point of light, and it has recorded data of 5,000 years. Simply if you see from morning till night, how many activities we do, how many things we see, to how many people we talk, everything gets recorded. And just imagine the record of 5,000 years. It is there. So in the previous kalpa also, in the previous conscious age also, we played those recordings. So what Baba says, you are not going to do anything new. And something which you have done before also, and if you are asked to do once more, it becomes easy for you. If anything very new, very new, very strange, you may be having the fear how to do this, you may be having the worry about it, but something you have performed, how many times we have traveled this cycle of 5,000 years? How many times? Countless times. So countless times I have experienced that. So that is recorded in my sanskars. So I simply have to play that recording. And that is why it is not only saying that I am a point of light, but saying with full conviction, with full faith, with full determination, with full love. And then only, once again, it will get imprinted. Already printed, but that recording has gone down, because afterwards we have recorded so many other things. So it is there. But Baba makes us to remind, recall it, recollect it. And once it comes in my mind fresh, with full faith, with full conviction, with determination, with love, I talk to myself, I visualize, and that recording gets played, and that recording now also again getting recorded, so it comes at the top. And any recordings at the top, easy to play it again and again. Something which has gone very at the bottom, difficult to find. Even in case of files, if you go to the office, Monday one file came on the table, next day another file, next day another file. At the end of the week, the file which I saw on the Monday is not visible now because it has gone down. So what Baba is wanting from us to having the exercising these five forms, already all those recordings are there. Use it and make it a fresh recording. Means make it at the top one. So as a point of soul, what can I think? As a point of light, what can I think? See what Baba says. Have you seen the lighthouses? What is the purpose of lighthouse? Even what is the purpose of exercise? What is the purpose of exercise? Because doing the drill of five forms, it is nothing but the exercise. What is the purpose of exercise? That is what I was just mentioning. If a person is not doing any exercise, any activity, the body parts will remain intact and in their places because they are not moving, and after a time they will stop moving. And then we have the problems, knee problem, frozen shoulder, this and that. Isn't that true? Each and every part of the body should be in the movement. And that is why Baba says, you should do this exercise. Because these are my forms. So I should see this one form, the second form, third form, fourth form, fifth form, all in front. Just like you said, this is the first one, point of light form, incorporeal form, when I was in my supreme abode. Second form, deity form, when I came down in the golden age. Third form, my deity form, when I moved the cycle, enjoyed the heaven for 2500 years, and then I entered the copper age, and there I was worshipped. So I am seeing my worshipper the form. And then I came to conscience age, the Brahmin. And as a result of making the efforts in this Brahmin life, I become angel. All in front I should see. This is the exercise. Moving from one to second to third to fourth to fifth. This is what we do in the exercise. One, two, three, four. What we are doing? It's just moving. So same way, moving the attention from one to second, second to third. So this is exercise. It will make my mind, intellect and sanskar, the recording, more and more stronger. More and more stronger. So what can we think about this form, the light, point of light form? So I was telling the lighthouse. So lighthouse is a tower actually. A very high tower. And at the top there is light. Just like we said tower of peace. What is tower of peace? There is a tower, means pillar. And at the top there is cascade of Shiv Baba. And that is radiating the light. Similarly, lighthouses are the big, big pillars, the towers in the sea coast or in the middle of the sea. And at the top is their light. And that light is always lit. It should not be switched off. It is on. And the second thing, it keeps on moving. It keeps on moving. So same thing here. I, the point of light, I should be lit all the time. It means I should not forget myself, who am I? I'm a point of light, not this body. Once I forget that I am point of light, it means the light at the lighthouse is switched off. And what will happen? What is the purpose of lighthouse? That will be not solved. And what is the purpose actually of the lighthouse? Yeah, to provide the light to the ships so that they can find the directions. Not only that, warning also, no? Beforehand, when the ship is traveling in the sea, on the path there are so many strong rocks also. And if they hit the rock, what will happen? So beforehand, if light is there, they can see what is where and which direction I have to move my ship. Otherwise, they wander here and there, and after wandering, they can sink after hitting the rock. So that is the purpose of lighthouse. To give the direction, to give the warning beforehand, so that the one who is traveling in the ship, the sailing the ship, should be aware. So what is here the purpose of lighthouse? The spiritual lighthouse. And that is why that light should be always lit. And if that is not lit, it has extinguished, switched off, then ship or the shipman will be in danger. Same thing. What Baba says, what is light here? Knowledge is light. Knowledge itself is light. So I should not forget the knowledge, the real knowledge. And what is the real knowledge? Real knowledge is that I am really soul. I am not this body. So I should remain in the soul conscious stage. This is what Brahma Baba did once he came to know from Shiva Baba that he is not body, he is a soul. How did he practice? How did he practice? Whoever he says, Yashoda, she is a soul. Everyone, whomever he was watching, coming into interaction, uttering his name, he is not this, he is soul, he is soul, he is. He kept on writing. He practiced a lot. That is why we are here for how Baba became the perfect. Because our aim is to become perfect, become complete, to become full, to become flawless. And that is what the Baba fulfilled, all this criteria. And so instead of saying, I have to become perfect, I have to become complete, we say, I have to become Bapsama. See, in the whole, what are the four subjects of our study? Because we are a student of the Godly University. And so, a student in the university has to pass the examination. And to pass the examination means to pass whatever subjects are in the curriculum. So, in our curriculum, what are the subjects? Four subjects. What are those? Knowledge, yoga, dharana means imbibing virtues, and then seva, service. So actually what is my aim and object? To pass in all the four subjects. And Baba did that. And therefore instead of saying you have to pass in all four subjects, we say simply follow Father. We say follow Father because he did. So I have to simply follow how he did. You know, students also when they are appearing for the examination, they contact the senior students. How did you pass this examination? What you did? People ask, no? Like this, students, same way. The way Baba passed this examination, this subject, same way I had to do. So instead of saying I had to pass this examination, I had to become complete, I had to become perfect, what we say? I had to become Bab Saman, I had to follow Father. So how he practiced this first form? Repeatedly, he reminded himself. So same practice we need to do. And not only he repeatedly reminded, he also visualized the other person in that form, not seeing the body, but seeing that sparkling soul, the radiant soul, the vibrant soul, the flawless soul, diamond-like soul. So I need to this practice increase. And that will help me to keep myself, to keep my mind detached from the pull of the body. Otherwise, all the time, mind is got pulled by the body. So it is difficult to detach from the body. So continuously, this light should be lit all the time. Just as in the lighthouse, the light is lit all the time. So this knowledge should be always there in the awareness. I should be in the awareness of who am I. I'm a point of light. And then not only the point of light, radiating the light. I'm a pure soul. I'm a peaceful soul. Qualities. I'm a loveful soul, and see yourself radiating those vibrations of love, peace, happiness, purity. When you will radiate it, it will get once again recorded, and that file will come at the top once again. And once it is on the top, easy to play at the time of the need. Otherwise, when file is not handy, easy to find out the file. Not easy to find out file. And then we leave the idea of using the file. So the very first form, I am a point of light. And that point of is light is worshipped on the path of devotion as a saligram. They are worship worthy, that is what Baba says. You are higher than me because you are doubly worshipped. I am worshipped singly only. Because I only have the one form. Because he is beyond body. He never takes the body like the soul takes. And so, we have the both memorials, but he has only one memorial. So I have to think of that form, how this form is remembered on the path of devotion. It is not, and what is the speciality of that saligram, do you know? Those small stones which are worshipped as the saligram, they are very, very clean. They are very, very smooth. And they are very, very beautiful. They are very, very attractive. So when memorial is like that, so am I like that? Am I radiating that purity? Am I radiating that cleanliness? How should I find that I am radiating the purity and cleanliness? If something waste is coming, it means I am not radiating purity. If something negative is coming, it means I am not radiating the purity. So the moment I pay attention here, then it will be easy for me to eliminate negativity and the waste. Otherwise it is difficult to eliminate that. Because what I think, I become. Just like what I eat, the body become like that. Similarly, what I eat in the mind, by watching, by thinking, by reading, that I will become. So even if I am at that moment, Baba says, once the soul will become the completely clean, that moment soul will leave the body. So definitely we are not completely clean still. We are in that process. But I know that is my ultimate aim. So what I am at the present, I don't have to think of that. What I want to be, I need to think of that. And that is how Baba says, you are a pure soul. Sometimes the soul says, Baba, I am not pure inside, I have so many negativity. Baba says, you are a peaceful soul. Children say, no Baba, there is a lot of peacelessness in my mind. Baba says, you are loveful souls. No Baba, there is hatredness for this and that one. But why Baba says like that, you are? Because Baba wants to make you that one. So what you are, you don't have to think about that. What you have to become, what is your aim, that you have to bring again and again in your mind, in your visualization, in your feelings. And because it is any energy, na? Soul is energy, na? So it manifests. Means what I think, it takes the physical form. So this is the first form. I am a point of light. So many qualities. I have to remind myself. I'm lighthouse, lighthouse. So I was giving the example of the lighthouse in the sea, coast at the sea, inside the sea. So it keeps on moving. So same Baba says again and again, that is why the other day Baba was saying, At least for 5 seconds, you move from 1 to 2nd, 2nd to 3rd, 3rd to 4th, 4th to 5th, and then come back to 1st. If you have more time, then for each form, devote the more time. But if you have less time, you should be dividing the time accordingly. So it was very first form. So we need to spin continuously this knowledge in our mind. Then only the boat of the life will be saved. Otherwise it will wander here and there and may finish. And the second form is deity form. So what is in that deity form? What does it mean, deity form? What are deities actually? Deity is nothing but again a human being, but perfect human being. A complete human being. And what do you mean by perfect human being? A complete human being? 16 celestials degree full. And divine virtues, wiseless. See, as I told, the deity is also a human being. So in case of a human being, in the life, the 4 or 5 aspects needs to be taken care of. That we do in this life. There are 5 aspects of life. What are those? What are those 5 aspects of life? They are not 5 aspects. See, right from the beginning of the day, the moment I open the eyes, till the end of the day, I close my eyes. We are working, working, working. Why? For what we are working? to fulfill the five aspects of life. What are those five aspects? In other words, I can say the five comforts of life. The comfort at the level of body means health. And then second, mind. In Hindi we have the very rhyming words. Tan, man, dhan, jan, prakriti. The health, then the mind, the peace of the mind. And then third, wealth. And fourth, relationships. And fifth, nature surrounding me. If you see your daily routine, where I am busy, what I am doing, you will find that whatever I am doing, all this comes into these five categories. Is it right or not? Yes. So perfect body, deity means perfect body. See, human beings means in all these five aspects, there is imperfection. There is no completeness. There is no fullness. But when we say deity, means a perfect human being, complete human being, full human being in all these five aspects. Here, every day, one or the other physical problem we are suffering. Everyone. Today it is the ache in the stomach, tomorrow in the back, the hand. All the five sense organs, they are also not working to the full extent. We need the specs. We need hearing aids. We need a stick to walk. But when we say perfect human being, means the body complete, healthy, each and every sense organ doesn't need any external support. Now I am taking the support, na? Eyes are given by the nature to see. But they are not now perfect, and that is I am using this. But when I said my deity form, no external supports to run the body. In Hindi we say tan, man, dhan, jan and prakriti. Tan is body, man is mind, dhan is wealth, jan is relationship and prakriti is nature. So we have the healthy body, 100% healthy body. And that is what Baba says, you have to see your form. Because earlier I explained, what I think it, the same I become. What you are eating, the body becomes. So what thoughts you are providing to yourself, you will become like that only, na? So even though I am not healthy now, but I want to be healthy completely, so that I don't have to pay any extra attention for this body. Nowadays it is requiring extra attention. If I forget this, then what happens? Oh my, today I have forgotten my speech, I can't read this, I can't see this. So problem arises, na? So the perfect healthy body. So if I will visualize every day and number of times in the day will be not so far long that I will be becoming like that, my body will become healthy. So these are the subtle ways, not only dependent on the what the medical field is providing. We need to use these subtle tricks, because ultimately what God has come to give, He has come to give all the comforts, no? In all the aspects of the life. So see your deity form means healthy body. Eyes doesn't need any extra support of the spex. Ears doesn't need any extra support of the hearing aids. Body is energetic. Body is strong. Body is fresh, just like for the vegetables we say, na? Garden fresh leaves. Our faces should be garden fresh. Nowadays we have to apply so many cosmetics to keep it fresh. And deities always lovely faces, attracting faces, energetic. So every day visualize that. Because what you think, what you visualize, what you feel, it is going to become, going to take practical form. And that is why Baba says that you have to do this exercise. That is the importance. And Brahma Baba, because we are saying, exercising these forms to take to the stage of being Bap Sama. And in Murlis it comes. When Brahma Baba, he was before the Shiva Baba adopted him for this world transformation, he was on the path of devotion and he was the devotee of Vishnu. And Vishnu is nothing but the combined form of Lakshmi and Narayana. And when Shiva Baba gave him the first vision, what he saw in the vision? He saw the Vishnu. And not only he saw, he heard the words, I am Vishnu and you are the same. You are the same, Tattattavam. At that time he couldn't understand what it is. But later he came to know. And then he has intoxication. Oh, I am going to become this. This is me. So with full conviction, with full determination, with full feeling. And that is how he became in 33 years perfect. At least we have the models in front of us how to move ahead in this Brahmin life. And who was in front of Brahma Baba? Nobody. But he had the faith in each and every version of the God. God is saying that you are going to become this. So there is no question of doubt. It is just like a small child. Whatever you say, and he believes without any doubt. Because he has a full faith. Who has said? My mom has said. My papa has said. There is no question of having doubt. That much faith I need when I say the Shiva Baba is my father. Do I have that much faith just like we have the faith in the Laukik father? Because my father has said, so I have to do like this. A small children have. So I have that much. I have to ask myself. And if I don't, what kind of child I am? I have to ask myself, what kind of child I am? My father, who is the highest authority in this world, is telling me. It means what he is telling is truth. And without raising any doubt, any question, I have to not only believe, I have to feel that Brahma Baba did. He did that. Dadi always says in her classes that in history hall, when Dadis used to pass from that history hall, sometimes Dadi can see the Brahma Baba like a small child, just like the small child on four legs, the moving ahead, and Dadi could see the Baba in that posture. And the small child, when he has got anything and he becomes happy, you must have seen how he laughs innocently. And Hindi, that word comes in the Mulli, Khagiya Marna. And you know, just like we do like this. I have achieved like this. Brahma Baba used to do that action just like a small child used. So can you imagine how much intoxicated he would be? And this is how he became. Complete. In 33 years. So let me ask myself, am I have that much intoxication Sometimes you say, I don't know whether I'm going to be this or not. You know, sometimes we raise the questions on ourselves. So how you will be having those feelings? So bring in front. Because sometimes many people say, oh, what is there in the deity form? I don't want that much decoration and that much gorgeous cloths and this and that. Many times people can think like that also. But what do you mean by when the Lakshmi Narayan, the deities are shown in that form? Complete in each and every aspect of life that has been shown. And that is what we are doing the efforts from right from the beginning of the day till the end of the day. For that only we are doing, na? So we really, really need to understand what is deity form. It is nothing but the perfect human being form. Everything is achieved which I am here making the efforts for that. So just by having that form, this is what I need in my life. So let me have in my imagination first. If you want to build a new building, a house for you, what do you do? You first have in the imagination, na? I want such a building. It should be 2 floors, this floor, big rooms, big kitchen, this, that. It is not there. But you want like that. So it is in your imagination. And then it comes on the paper. And then it becomes really in the physical form. So similarly, for all these 5 aspects of life, I am doing lot of effort. But still I am not achieving. And that is why Baba says, the right method is this and you are lacking that. The spiritual dimension is lacking. And then that is why he says, do this exercise. See your form, deity form, healthy body. And the memorial of that healthy body is that, you know, when we have the deities in the temples, before establishing the temples, we have to create that, na? And while the creating, if there is damage, that damaged image or idol is never ever kept in the temples. That not a single part of our body is damaged. Kanchan kaya. So see that. This is my deity form, health wise. And then mind. What deity's images are radiating? What their faces are radiating? They are cheerful. And that cheerfulness is to the extent that if a sorrowful person goes in front of that image or idol just for a single second, for that single second he forgets the sorrowfulness. So imagine what kind of peaceful stage and happy stage they are holding and radiating. So that, see that. And then third, wealth. See the clothes. See the ornaments. See the crown. Without money, you can arrange all this? Can you arrange all these things without money? No. So it is there, it means they have plenty of wealth. And this is what I'm... For what I'm doing the job or running the shop? Just to have the plenty of wealth only. So that I can fulfill all these my requirements. So it is there. And the fourth aspect is relationship. So what is a relationship? The perfect relationships. How they have shown that? In the couple form, not single Lakshmi or single Narayan. No, they have shown. Because this is the world. These are the 2 units of the world, male and female. Through that only the creation gets created. And that should be together. And that is what they have shown, the together in the couple form. Today what happens? Today people say, I love you, and tomorrow they say, I hate you. They get separated. They divorce. But in deity form, in the perfect form, we have harmony. We have mutual understanding. We have cooperation. We have dedication for each other. So how to show? So they have shown the couple form. And when the couple in the home having these qualities, so the child who is going to take the birth in that family, what qualities he will be having? Same. Today what is happening? Couple is fighting. And the child fights, no child, you should not fight like this. So it doesn't influence the child. Because child is absorbing the vibration, not your words, not your teachings. He is absorbing the vibrations, what you are radiating through your behavior. So that couple form shown, it shows the relationships are full of love, harmony, trust, understanding. These are the basic ingredients for a good relationship. Having love for each other, having respect for each other, understanding each other properly, and trusting each other. If these four ingredients are there, relationship is the best relationship. And it is there. That is how they have shown in the form of couple. And then fifth. And not only, again, let us talk about the fourth elaborately, because in relationship there are two types of relationships. One is public relationship, one is family relationship. So when it has been shown in this form, the couple form, it is family relationship. And what about the public relationship? Public relationship. See, they are not in the living form, Lakshmi and Narayan now. Only their images, idols, pics, they are kept in a temple which are very elegant. The temple is again a building and they make it very elegant. Not only that, they give the respect just by bowing down. Straight they fall down, give the respect, and they offer valuables to the idols and images. What we call the Lakshmi and Narayan, Emperor and Empress. Where the Baba says, in the golden age, the subject considered their Emperor and Empress as mother and father. So that much respect, that much love I receive from the public, from the society. This is a relationship. So we are working for this also, to raise our standard in the society, so the society should give love and respect. So they are having that. So I have to just visualize, and then it will become practical. And the fifth one is surrounding nature. Where are they? They are the residents of heaven. And what about the heaven? The description comes, all the five elements are at your service. Whether it is a water element or the fire element, whatever. And today, what we are hearing the news? Somewhere in the Philippines, there is volcano eruption. In Australia, there are fires. Somewhere, flood. So nature is not cooperating, creating obstacles. But in the golden age, in the heaven, all the five elements are at service. How the nature looks like in the heaven, very clean, no pollution, no dirtiness. The gardens full of flowers, spreading the lot of fragrance. The fruits, a lot of energy. Today what we say? Oh, we are eating fruits and this, but today all these things don't have the energy, and that's why I have to take the support of medicines. I have to take calcium from this tablet, I have to take this, not from the, I cannot rely on the fruits and the vegetables because they are not that much energetic, they are not providing that much energy which they are supposed to give. Because the soil has become infertile. But in the golden age, what Baba says about the fruits, what quality of fruits you will be having, different tastes, whatever you want, just like now you add the salt and the lemon juice, you don't have to do like that there. And you just go in the garden, just pick up, just have it and enjoy it. So each and every element, Baba says, outside the palaces, the river will be flowing with the clean water. Outside the palaces, there will be the Pushpak Viman, aeroplanes. And because the palace will be very, very big, huge, and of gold, and studded with the diamonds. And Baba says, one palace and the other palace. There will be a lot of distance between the two palaces. And therefore, no problem of ventilation. No need of making the multi-storied buildings. Proper sunlight will be entering in the palace. Ventilation will be proper. Just think what we are doing throughout the day. We are thinking of all those things only. And there it is available. And that is why Baba says, you have to visualize this form. So only when you know this depth about this, then only you will get interest, yes, I have to visualize this form. Otherwise sometimes, what is there to see this form? That I am a deity, standing like this. I don't have to sit also the seat. Now that is the secret behind that. All the five aspects of life are there. And they are in the 100%. And this is why I am working throughout the day. So let me visualize, let me bring that in my thinking. And further, it is already recorded in the soul. Because previously also, I was in the last kalpa. Because the moment I come from the golden age, the supreme abode, I enter the golden age. So all those recordings are there. So simply I have to touch that recording. Nowadays we have the system of touching only, na? Touch the screen, touch this button, touch that, and the things happen. So what I have to do? I have to touch my sanskars. Those are recorded, but at the bottom. So simply when I'm saying, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a deity soul, I was full of all these facilities. So this saying with conviction is just like touching that file, it is there. And once I touch it, it gets played. And when it gets played, I start feeling also. That is what I said, we need to use all the three faculties of the soul. Whenever I am churning or thinking or whatever, even meditation, everything, all the three aspects, these faculties should be in use. Then that whatever you are thinking, You will be feeling, and not only feeling, it will have a great impact, means printing on the soul once again, and it will come on the top level. So this is the deity form. So I should bring. So once it is inside all this explanation, the moment I see and all those things come in my mind, and then I will enjoy thinking that, oh, I will be having healthy body, peaceful mind, plenty of wealth, good relationships, no problems, no tensions, no worries. Nowadays, so many worries and tensions in relationships. And very difficult to fulfill the responsibility. Sometimes they say, if there was not a label, I would have separated from this one. So it has become nowadays a burden. That why I'm in this relationship with this one or that one. But when we think like that, things will become in the practical. So this is deity form, okay? Even the nature, the elements will get purified. This is giving the respect actually. Giving the respect. So when you are radiating the vibrations of respect, what you will get back? The same. But when you say, oh, nature is not good, it is not cooperating, it will not cooperate then. It will not, because just like Baba says, Maya is listening. Nature is also listening. If you have that idea that he is not going to cooperate me, he will not cooperate. So even the body is not healthy, don't say like that. See your form, my body is healthy. So this is the deity form. Then come to the next, because 2500 years we were in the golden age. And then we came to the copper age. Definitely Baba says that you forgot the soul consciousness and came into body consciousness. But I don't have to think about that. But I have to think, I came in the form of worship worthy. See yourself in a temple. You can choose any worship worthy form. There are so many worship worthy forms. People worship Saraswati, people worship Durga, people worship Lakshmi, people worship Hanuman, Ganesh, Vishnu. Choose anyone and see yourself in that form. I am in the temple. Devotees are standing there. They are asking for mercy. They are asking for compassion. They are asking for love. And from the image there in the temple and sitting, that is getting radiated and they are receiving, they are fulfilled, they are contented. See, your feelings are going to start purified. When you are thinking like that, your feelings are getting purified. So that is the importance of doing the practice of the five forms. This is for the purification of feelings. This is for what I need to bring into practical. So whatever, at one time you can think yourself in the form of Durga, at that time you can see in the form of Saraswati, whatever you like. The variation, human being wants the newness all the time. Baba says, with one thing we get bored easily. So there are so many deities which are worshipped. And with love they pray. And you know, when you are sitting at a place, people are giving worship, people are giving you respect and love, that boosts your self-respect. Even in the Lokik, not in the form of temple, wherever, if you are supposed, you are given a flower, you are asked to sit on a particular place, you are garlanded, what do you feel? All these are signs of respect. Whether you give a flower, or a garland, or a gift, it shows the, someone is giving me respect, or I am giving to someone respect. And when you are going to receive respect, isn't that your self-respect increases? It gets boosted? So, remembering yourself in that worship or the form, and higher your self-respect, oh, I am that respect worthy. This many devotees are standing in the queues. And why they are standing in the queues? Why they are not running away? They have the faith, I am the one who is going to fulfill them. I am the ancestor soul, and that is why they are praying me. I am closer to the, because Baba says, see, Baba is the seed. Baba is the seed. And from that seed, the trunk comes out. And we are in the trunk. And after that trunk grows to the further some height, then the branches are coming out. So these are in the religions, other religions also, they are the branches, means they don't have direct connection with the seed. And that is why they are coming to me. So how much respect worthy I am. So when I am thinking, my self-respect which has gone down, it will raise up. It will raise up. And the more it will raise up, the more the soul will become vibrant and radiant, and it will radiate and vibrate, and whatever you are radiating, vibrating, it will take the practical form. It will take the practical form. So see yourself in that worshipworthy form, sitting in a temple. Devotees are there. They are praying with lot of love. They are offering lot of respect. And I am giving them blessings. They are receiving. That's why they are standing there. Otherwise they would have gone. But then again Baba says, again the worshipworthy form, in all the temples there is not always the crowd. In some temples throughout the year, throughout the day, there is a queue of devotees. But in some temples they create the temple, but hardly once in a month, once in a week, devotees go for worship. And all this depends on how much effort I did in this Brahmin life. So again I have to think, which temple I'm sitting where all the time the devotees are there. Because there are so many temples, but the people have the faith in some temple and not the other temple. No, I will go to that temple. Because when I go to that temple, I get my all the wishes fulfilled. So who am I? I am the one who fulfills everyone's wish. And I fulfill everyone's wish. This I don't have to need having any wish. Because I am fulfilled already. That's how I am going to fulfill others. So this way you have to think. And then bring into feeling. And one day you will be that. This is how Brahma Baba became. Like the perfect and the complete. And then the fourth one is Brahmin. And anyone who comes to the Brahma Kumari Center, sometimes we have the brochure, the folder. You have reached to the right place. Your search ends here. We write like that. So think of that. Baba came to the earth. He adopted me. He removed my all quench and then thirst, and he made me quenched. And now I have to follow whatever he is saying. Right from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, he has given me the daily timetable. Because if I will do each and every karma, being in a karma yogi stage, means being in that soul consciousness stage and being in that connection with the God, that is what Baba says, accordingly your every karma will be worshipped in the temples, in the path of devotion. You know, some temples you go, God is sleeping now. It is the time for the lunch and dinner. It is like that, no? In some temples you might have visited. So if in the Brahmin life, if I am performing each and every action right from the beginning of the day till the end of the day in Karma Yogi stage, accordingly I will be worshipped. So I need to pay attention now. I need to pay attention. Baba talked a lot about Brahmin today. And there are four aspects for the more. What Baba talked about this morning about the Brahmin life? What Baba talked in this morning only about the Brahmin life? Most elevated, this Brahmin world is elevated than the golden aged world. Brahmin souls are most lovely than the, deity souls. Brahmin form is most elevated than the deity form. Brahmins have their own, Brahmins have the same father, same family, same language, same knowledge, means the same aim, same attitude, same vision, same religion, same karma. So let me find out, is there any conflict between the Brahmins? If it is there, then I am not fulfilling this criteria of Brahmin that Baba is saying. That we should have the one language, we should have the one knowledge, we should have the one attitude, one vision towards each and other. So that will be the checkpoint also, where I have to correct myself. So when I am doing the exercise of five forms, that will help me correcting at each step and moving ahead. Check and change, check and change, check and change. Brahmin means in the Laukik also on the path of devotion, they say there are four aspects of the Brahmin in Laukik way also. Brahmin means one who gets up in the Brahma Muhurt. So let me check myself. How many days I missed the Brahma Muhurt? If I'm missing, I'm not really Brahmin. So I have to correct myself. Brahmin means, second is, one is Brahma Muhurt. Second is Brahma Bhojan. So check what I'm eating. Is it Brahma Bhojan? Sometimes what happens? We become loose following this principles. So my Bhojan should be, my food should be Brahma Bhojan. And Brahma Bhojan means prepared in the remembrance of Baba, offered to Baba, vegetarian, sattvic. And third is Brahma, first is Brahma Muhurt, then Brahma Bhojan, then Brahma Gyan. In the Murli, this Brahmano ke kachami kuram rahta means under the arm they keep the book of the scripture, because Brahmin means they have to relate the knowledge. They have to study themselves and also relate to others. So what is that Brahma Gyan? Brahma Gyan means the spiritual knowledge. Knowledge about the soul, knowledge about the supreme soul, knowledge about the karma, about the cycle. This is Brahma Gyan, the spiritual knowledge. And the fourth aspect is Brahmacharya. And Baba adds in that Brahmacharya and also Brahmacharya means not only following celibacy but also following Brahma. So let me check myself. So when I see my Brahmin life, so it will get checked and accordingly I will. So it came back. So it must have happened in the previous cycle and happened here. So we need to remember the cycle each and every time. That makes me keep myself stable. Otherwise, what happened, why happened, how happened, and we lose our stage. So Baba says, so Brahmin this, so I have to check myself, Brahmin. So am I giving the knowledge to others or not? I have to check. Being a Brahmin, I need to share the knowledge and make others' life also elevated. Baba has not only come to make my life elevated, but Baba has to make me also the part of, make me the partner in his task. Because he has come to transform the whole world. And he is not going to do alone. Baba says, how come I will do alone it? I need your help. So he has given a big, big task to us. That you also follow this and make others follow. That is, in the Tower of Peace it is written, Pavitra banna bhi hai, banana bhi hai. Not only your life should be pure, but you have to make others also pure. Before I came to Baba, before I came to Conference Age, I was tired. Because I have forgotten that where from I have come. It is only when I came to Baba, I came to know I have come from the Supreme Abode. Otherwise in this journey of the cycle, I forgot where from I started and where I have to go. I forgot completely. And when a person forgets his destination, what happens? He goes by mistake this door, that door. And if you are not from that house or that place, and if you are entering, how they will treat you? How they will treat you? Why you have come to our house? It is not your house. Same happened with us. We wandered here and there. We went to the Gurudwaras, we went to the temples, we went to churches. But still no stability came in our mind. And we got tired. And we even don't know that whom do I belong. And the Baba came, child, you are mine. You belong to me. And the moment I heard, oh, someone is there to whom I belong. And all my worries and tiredness gone away. So this way I had to remind, what is Brahmin form? And then the fifth one, angelic form. Brahmin form is the server. In the Brahmin form, I am a server. I have to serve others. But in the angelic form, it is completely pure, having no physical body, only the subtle body. It means above the ground. Angels don't have their foot on the ground. It means they are above the ground. It means they are free from bondages. They are free from impurities. And therefore the role of angels is the role of giver. What the angels do? They give the blessings. They give blessings. So I need to give blessings selflessly, without any selfish motive. That is angel. I don't have to think that if I am going to give this one the help or whatever, what I am going to get in return. No, that is not an angel. So remind yourself, see yourself, create a picture. An angel. The subtle body, only and only light is radiating from each and every part of the body. And in the forehead, there is the soul sparkling. The whole body white, radiating white light. And the here the point of soul. And you can see yourself in the point, the form of the point of light and radiating colorful rays of different virtues and powers. See that form. This is how Brahma Baba used to do. He used to ask Gulja Dadi, go and see what is the difference between the Brahma and the perfect Brahma. And accordingly he fastened his efforts. So every day I had to compare myself, what I was yesterday and what I am today. How much white light I am radiating. Is there any dirtiness? Yes, if it is negativity going on, means it is what I am radiating? Dirtiness. So check yourself, this is my angelic form. Without any selfish motive, I have to give and give and give. Because Baba has told, again, giving is the taking. It will come to back me. So don't have the intention of taking. Just give, give, give. And as per the law of the energy, it will come back to you. And that is how we have seen in the East, people worship deities. And in the West, there are memorials of angels. So this both memorials are there in the world. In the East, you see the deity form. And in the West, you find the angelic form. So this is our form that we need to give. And today Baba said, we are the angels of heaven. So angels of heaven, because they are angels of heaven, means they are fulfilled. It means they don't have any selfish motive. They don't want in return. They only and only are giving, 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 giving. And that is when Baba says, the more you are giving the blessings now, the more from your images people will receive the blessings. So that we have to make here only in the confluence is everything. So this is the five forms. Just have this, bring this in your churning, recall it, recollect it, remember it, behave in the practical form, and you will be that. You will be that. The whole knowledge is in these five forms. Okay? Om Shanti.
Didi, we would really to thank you for such rich explanation of those five forms. And one question now, maybe,
yes, because yes.
Baba reminds this time, yes, especially you can do this exercise in 5 minutes or even in 5 seconds.
That is what I said. No? Just keep in front one form, second form, third form, fourth form.
Yes,
just move from, just have individualization.
And as you really went know through these faculties very nicely, that at first you,
use your
knowledge, and then you touch the sanskar as if a remembrance of this.
Yes.
So is it possible to go just, when you chant longer, then quickly, maybe in 5 seconds, just to touch those sanskaras?
Touch and it will get played. And you will start feeling. And that is the importance of repeating the things again and again. This is how we learnt everything in the childhood. How many times we have written the A, B, C, D? And now, how much time we take to write A, B, C, D? Immediately we don't even have to think. Even don't have to visualize how A is written. Just I take the pen and I can make the A, B, C, D. Okay? Om Shanti. Brahma Muhurt, Brahma Bhojan. It is Brahma Muhurt and that is Amrit Vela. Brahma Muhurt means Amrit Vela. Brahma Bhojan you know very well. And then Brahma Gyan is the spiritual knowledge. And fourth is the Brahmacharya and Brahmacharya together. Okay? Om Shanti. Any question? You can ask if you have any question. Yes? Yes, yes, let us have a meditation. Om Shanti. Would you like to have the commentary or the song meditation? Commentary. Om Shanti. I start this journey of the cycle with the awareness of becoming myself as a soul, a point of light, a sparkling light, radiant light. When I am in the supreme abode, I am very close to my Father, who is also a point of light, a sparkling light. I see myself in the supreme abode, which is filled with golden red light, and there in the midst of huge space, I see myself, the point of light, very close to the point of light, the Supreme Father, Shiv Baba. Just being in this supreme abode, and that too very close to Shiv Baba, makes me completely free from all the bondages. I feel myself very light, very free. In a very restful stage, in a deep, deep, peaceful stage. And experiencing this deep, restful and peaceful stage, I am very vibrant to play my part in the world drama stage. So I see myself, the point of light is sparkling, coming down on this world drama stage, and see myself seated in the forehead of deity form. In the golden age world, with healthy body, peaceful mind, plenty of wealth, harmony in relationships, and the surrounding nature very beautiful, very pure, filled with the pleasing fragrance. Everywhere there is greenery, big big palaces of gold studded with diamond and jewels. Lot of ventilation, sunlight. Rivers are flowing outside the palaces, very pure water. Crystal clean, clear water. The gardens full of fragrant flowers. Everywhere there are beautiful fruits to eat. I, the deity, the soul in the form of deity form, playing with other deities. Having the get together, having meals together. Oh, what a beautiful life it is. Only and only full of love, happiness. We are just exchanging love and happiness and purity and peace, zeal and enthusiasm. Oh, what a beautiful this form is. And not only for one birth, 21 births I enjoy this. And after enjoying it for 2005 years, I come to the copper age. And in the copper age, I see myself seated in a temple, in a worship for the form. I am Durga Devi, the one who fulfills each and every wish. One who has the authority of power. One who is sitting on the lion. And the devotees are in front of me. They call out to me, O Mother, O Shakti. Have mercy on us. I'm listening their voices. I'm radiating the vibrations and blessing them to have their wishes fulfilled. And this form also continued to be worshipped by the devotees till the end of Kali Yuga, the Iron Age. And when there is extreme darkness of knowledge, the Shiv Baba also came from the supreme abode down to tell me the truths of the life which I have forgotten. He accepted me as I am. He said, child, you belong to me. He gave me a powerful drishti and made me free from all my worries and problems. This is my Brahmin form. In this Brahmin form, I follow the principles and conducts that Baba has given me. I daily study the knowledge given by Baba. I do meditation and empower myself, charge my battery, and as I follow the Father's directions, Baba Srimad, Baba is pleased with me, and that gives me again a very good feeling. That makes me very light. I am in God's lap. He is making me to swing in His lap. I'm singing in the swing of happiness and peace. What a beautiful conversion Baba has made. He has changed my life totally different. He has given my life a right direction. I have hold His hand and follow Him. And while following Him, I, the soul, once again come in the diamond form, the flawless diamond. I have come above the body consciousness. I become angel. Angel of heaven, and I'm spreading that powerful light and might to the whole world. I'm giving blessings to everyone. What I have received from Baba, because Baba is the best over, and I, being His child, have the same quality. So I, the angel, bestowing the blessings, the virtues, the knowledge, power to each and every soul on this planet. What a good feeling of giving to others and seeing them also in the contented form. I thank Baba. Baba, what a wonderful transformation you have brought in my life. and make me your right hand. I'm so happy that I'm useful in this task of world transformation to you. And I'm determined the day is not far away, that heaven is here on the planet. Thank you, Baba, from the bottom of my heart. Thanks a million, Baba, for being with me. Always being in the form of canopy, keeping your hand of blessings over my head. Thank you, Baba. Thank you.